100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, you know, of the 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Oh, I should not have had pico de gallo on the burritos. Never mind. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. The topic was a pick two, and you can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see what topics were in the list. And you all came up with a bunch of stories. We got Lizzie, Charlie, Richard, Tom, Jeffrey, Norval Joe, Leiana, Serendipity, and Planet Z. So here are the stories, and I'll be back with you in a little bit.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Grass. My father's failed attempt at a manicured lawn was legend in our suburban neighborhood. Each spring, he'd purchase a small mountain of grass seed and equal amount of fertilizer. Ran that grass spreader machine back and forth for hours. Come the summer, the crabgrass and dandelions dominated the front yard. Now the backyard was my domain, and I peppered it with clover, which meant I didn't have to mow the sucker. Further, due to the exceedingly high water table on our street, the backyard was little more than a low-end swamp. Grass hated the damp. The clover was quite happy. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
The hearty Scotch major radioed the order that my platoon must advance straight away, making a wee shift out of the sunny grass into the protective canopy of the dark forest. We were ordered to take a position so we could attack the 5-inch guns that were strategically housed within the giant concrete globe emplacements on the hilltop. I signaled back the requisite Wilco and said all was well and my troops would not fail. The filthy Huns wouldn't have any butter on their Milchbrocken this morning, only the blood of their comrades. We took them by surprise, eating them afterward. A well-known idiom is, you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Number two. The condominium board voted to plant buttergrass. Not knowing anything about horticulture, Miss Snodblade was put in charge. Snodblade wasn't the brightest bulb. She used to be a call girl in Washington, D.C., and her claim to fame was her coupling with two of the last presidents and three of the past first ladies. The buttergrass grew an inch a day, and soon the grass was up to the eyeballs of the poor lads that were in charge of lawn care. The moral here is that you can lead a whore to culture, but you can't make her think.
Hey everyone, Leiana here for another 100 word story. For this week's challenge number 622, pick two, I have once again decided to pick all. For this week, my story is titled Model Winner, and the music is by bensound.com. I was nervous enough about failure, knowing Wilco was judging the annual art show, but an intense sunny day only raised my anxiety as the heat did a number on my entry. The wee islands began to shift on my butter-molded globe, with the continents not far behind as the medium started to melt. The tufts of grass representing greener areas of the world dropped onto the table. To win, I'd have to dig deep in my well and bring out the groupie in me. Boobs up, skirt short, smile in place, I waited for the band to arrive.
Ha ha ha! Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 622 with the Pick 2 Challenge. Here is my story. If it hadn't been such a beautiful sunny day, the class would have remained inside the gym. Running through the locker room to the blacktop or grass outside, most of the boys didn't fail to notice Bilbert in his plastic loincloth, and many stopped to laugh. He could leap into the air using his superpower and fly around the room. Then their scorn would turn to envy. Taking a single preparatory step to launch himself over their heads, he slipped in the water and ended up flat on his back. "Get your butts outside," Coach Slaughterball yelled at the boys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
To look at me, you'd think butter wouldn't melt. That is, as long as you're not a criminal psychologist, and you're looking at the inner workings of my mind, rather than outward appearances. That's what most people completely fail to appreciate. Despite knowing full well, you should never judge a book by its cover. Or rather, judge me based on the sweet and innocent persona I outwardly project. Those who do, and get a little too close, will find that there's a high price to be paid. And I have no qualms about taking what I feel is rightfully mine.
Hello everyone, this is Lizzie, and I hope you're doing well. Here's my story for this week. It's called Sunny Shift. The angel sat on the bench. The sunny day was coming to an end, as was his shift. However, he had failed, so he couldn't understand why he felt so happy. The elderly woman he was supposed to watch over had been hit by a car. The obnoxious teen had jumped in the pool and broken a leg. Even that damn dog someone had placed in his list as a prank had bitten the nosy neighbor. And yet, he felt happy. That's when he noticed some of the feathers of his wings were taking on an unusual tint of red. And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Greetings and felicitations. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 622, and it's a pick two this week. My story is called On a Date. One sunny day, I took Sarah to a grassy meadow I had seen driving through the country. Beautiful and deserted, this seemed like the perfect location for a date. A little Wilco in the speakers, a blanket on the grass, my picnic hamper with a little bread and butter, and a decent bottle of wine. How could this fail to take our relationship to the next level? However, the meadow wasn't exactly deserted. A wee lamb wandered in our direction, curious about our lunch. "Isn't she just the cutest?" Sarah exclaimed. "Yes, but I'm not so sure about Daddy's intentions." A large ram was moving at speed in our direction. This wasn't the kind of butter I had in mind. Grabbing the wine by the neck, I raced after Sarah to the safety of the car. And that's it for me this week. Hope everybody has a good week, and I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everyone. Richard here. I'm not going to go into the difficulties that I've experienced in coming up with the story this week, but I've managed to do it, and here it is. It's called Sunny Delight. Hello, sunshine. Did you grass me up to the Rosses? The expression on Sonny Sullivan's face told me that whatever my response, he'd already made his mind up. So, with nothing to lose, I decided to brazen it out. Yeah, sure I did. Why, what are you going to do about it? The expression turned from dark to black as pitch, and then, slowly, like the sun rising at dawn, a huge smile replaced the frown. Ha ha ha! You crack me up. Fancy a pint? Wish I knew who it was, though. I supped on my pint, and calmly changed the subject. That's me. I'm done. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Our Aunt Maisie used to say love don't pay the bills. She woke up early to milk the cows and then led them back out the pasture. The cows grazed while she churned butter. These days, robots and computers do all the work. They even harvest the crops in the fall. For a while, the people who did the migrant field work would try to sabotage the robots, but the robots would grind them up into fertilizer. Maisie gave us tracker bracelets, but when Bobby went to go swimming in the creek about 6 hours ago, I hope they're waterproof.
One 100 word stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the pick two topics. You can go to the site one a day until the day I die. .com for more information about which topics, the text of the story, anything else, really. I don't know what to say at this point. I've been saying this for how many years? I don't know. Just almost 13 years. Oh my God. Where has the time gone? Sitting here on the sofa with a stupid microphone, I guess, and various cats.
Hello, Tinny.
Okay, so the next topic is Hardly. Let's go ahead and get rolling. Thank you for being a part of this. And I will see you all tomorrow with another story and another story and another story. And then it'll be the weekly challenge time. So thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.